for the ulama, they gain this understanding and insight because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fills their hearts with nur. So not only are their eyes seeing anymore, but it is their hearts which are seeing as well. There is one thing is called the basar, and one thing is called the basira. Basar is when you see with our eyes. Like everybody amongst us does, except those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken their sight away. And then there are those amongst us, the few amongst us, the great ulama, inshallah, whose tawajjuh we have towards us, their hearts are purified. Their hearts have place for this nur. So they have basira, which means an inner understanding. They're able to comprehend things. There are many times when we've been to our scholars and they've told us, don't do this. But we've taken it in our mind to go and do what they told us not to do. And it works out that it was to our detriment and not to our benefit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides the way for them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shines the way for them. Because He has made them man yasha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives His nur to those who He wishes the special nur. We need to go beyond this artificial nur. We need to get in touch with our ulama, our sulaha, our zahideen, our pious people, those who have love for the hereafter more than their love for the world. And these are the people we need to benefit with. And mashallah, we have quite a few in England. The ulama, the saliheen, the pious and the righteous amongst us, they make a big difference. Even their wujud, even just their existence amongst us, their presence amongst us, makes a big difference even if we don't know it, and even if we don't realize it. This gathering here, look around us. How many people do we say this is? 2,000? Where does this barakah come from? This barakah comes from our pious people that have strove so hard over the years. And now the light is just shining. This is the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which we can all gain as long as we make a place for it in our heart. But what is the problem today? What is it that hinders us? What is it that inhibits us, that creates an obstacle in our path, in our way to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What is it? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran indirectly. And what it is, we are trying to assimilate into the society beyond any reasonable amount. And we feel that these flashing lights, we feel that these artificial lights, we feel that these artificial attractions, these lights that go around in discos and things, people think that this is where the beauty lies. This is the reality. This is fake. This is artificial. This is superficial. There's no reality in this. The nur is only with Allah. Look what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. I'll mention the verse about the masjid later on, but first I'd like to mention what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the actions of kufr, the deeds of kufr. What we sometimes so much like to follow, the different traits and fashions that come out, the different activities that are done by non-Muslims, in which are sometimes haram and many times are of doubtful nature, which we need to avoid anyway. They are from the mushtabahat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَعْمَالُهُمْ كَسَرَابٍ بِقِيعَةٍ يَحْسَبُهُ الظَّمْآنُ مَاءً حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَهُ لَمْ يَجِدْهُ شَيْئًا وَوَجَدَ اللَّهَ عِنْدَهُ فَوَفَّاهُ حِسَابَهُ وَاللَّهُ سَرِيعُ الْحِسَابِ. The first example, he gives two examples. The first example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that those who disbelieve, the kafirin, أَعْمَالُهُمْ, their a'mal, their deeds, their practices are just like a mirage. Kasarab, a mirage. Those who've been to Africa know what a mirage is. When a thirsty person is traveling in the desert, and I've seen this myself, when you're traveling in the desert, in front of you, you will see what seems like water. Either a whole lake of water, or it will be a small pool of water. As you draw close, it will disappear. This is a mirage. Ibn Kathir mentions it happens normally after midday. This is a mirage. No reality. You think it's there, but it's not there. So the actions of the kuffar, even though they strive hard, their endeavors are so serious, but when they get to there, it is basically like a mirage. كَسَرَاب يَحْسَبُهُ الظَّمْآنُ مَاءَ. A thirsty person thinks of it as water. حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَهُ. Until when he comes close, لَمْ يَجِدْهُ شَيْئًا. He doesn't find anything. What does he find there? وَوَجَدَ اللَّهُ. He finds Allah there. And Allah takes His hisab in the most perfect of ways. Allah takes His account in the most perfect of ways. These are those of the kuffar who think they are doing right. These are those who think they are doing right. Once a Muslim scholar met up with a priest. And the priest explained his religion and everything to him. And this Muslim scholar started crying. priest got happy that I've affected him. So he said, why do you weep? He said, SubhanAllah, I look at your zeal for your knowledge. I look at your sincerity in your religion and your deep insight according to you, what you have in your religion. But SubhanAllah, this is all batil. This is like the mirage. This is like that sarab which you're going to find as nothing in the hereafter, and Allah will take your hisab. If only your activities and all your endeavors were for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the correct way. You see, ikhlas is not sufficient. Qadi Fudayl ibn Ayyad mentions that there must be two things. One is sawab and one is khalas. Khalas, ikhlas means sincerity. And the other thing is it must be true, it must be correct, it must hold a valid position in the eyes of the Sharia. It can't be something which is wrong and people just want to do it but they have ikhlas in what they do. It has to have both of these. The second example Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives of the kuffar are of those who are not so knowledgeable, who are just following anyway, anything that seems glamorous. And unfortunately, many Muslims are coming into this. In this country, it's a bit slow. But in America, there are people who are turning away from Islam. I have personally spoke to two people where they begin to say that, I believe in Allah, there must be a God, but He is stagnant. Allah is dormant. Allah doesn't do anything, otherwise what is happening in the world? Allah isn't doing anything. A Muslim, born a Muslim. And his father was very pious. So his question to Allah is, if my father was so pious and he passed away and now his whole family becomes wasted, where his sister gets married to a non-Muslim who calls himself a Muslim but he reckons he's not. This is happening to the Muslims. And we, everybody sitting here, some of us are from the first generation of Muslims that came to this country, but many of them are from the second generation that were born and bred in this country. And mashallah, things are happening. Just by all of you coming here, this proves that we have faith. This proves that we have iman in our heart. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, anybody that comes into the masjid, that prays in the masjid, that makes his namaz and salat in the masjid, then bear witness that he is a mu'min, that he is a believer. We have done more than that. We have come to learn and to take from this nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second example that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives is of those kuffar who have nothing, who have no basis of why they do whatever they do. They just do it based on whatever attracts them most. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives their example.